As the beloved mighty Cyclopeia speaks his heart to us, we thank him tonight for everything that his life means to this system of worlds. We thank him for our power of sight. We thank him for his protection to America. We thank him for the focus of his activity within the retreat of the Royal Teton, that is the all-seeing eye of God that forever guards our land. Beloved ones of my heart, thank you for your presence here. Thank you, precious ones, for your calls for light. Thank you for your attention to your presence. Thank you for your love to America. Thank you for trying to hold to God in the midst of the whirlwind of mankind's selfishness. And as truly as you exist, shall our love come back to you and answer you at every call. Try to feel with every fiber of your being that the great God presence of life, the mighty I Am, that governs this whole system of worlds, having anchored within your nation the retreat of the Royal Teton and those other retreats throughout the world that are the focus of great pillars of power and the sacred fire for the stabilization of the earth, know forever that those retreats are the power of God anchored into the world to help those who love God stand against that which seeks to destroy everything. Be assured, the great God presence of life will as surely respond to you as you make the call. And since the principal focus of my activity to the earth is anchored within the nation of your heart, try to feel my presence is there to help guard your beloved land. Do not feel I am off somewhere else. Sometimes I am, but you'd be surprised how much and how close I come into the lower atmosphere of Earth through the retreat at the Royal Teton. That is the focus of my heart, to guard your nation and to guard that which is of God throughout the world. Try to know the importance of that. And try to feel us coming closer and closer to you. For the flame of our heart's love and the magnetic power of our commanding presence must come closer into outer activities in order to protect those who are seeking to do right. As the destructive forces increase their diabolical filth and destruction, so do we come closer to those who love us and to all that is of God. Wherever the shadows deepen, know always the light abides, ever increasing its brightness. And try to call with every fiber of your being for all the love that is focused by the seven mighty Elohim within the Royal Teton is to come forth. I bless you in your individual world, into your own activities, and into your nation. Reach there to draw power as you would a storehouse of something that was provided for you. For surely and truly is that mighty retreat a focus of my power for the nation and a focus from the great central sun and from the other planets of the system of that same mighty power to stabilize here that which must be held under control and kept balanced if the nation is to be protected against that which seeks to destroy. Periodically have the destructive forces sought world dominion, and they have never attained it, and never will. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, since mankind have in every conceivable way sought to free themselves from the mass creation of discord, they should begin to awaken to the fact that they must have the help, the power, and the love of cosmic beings if they are to stand against the mass accumulation of their own discordant creation. Since they have generated these conditions throughout the world for centuries, their only release is to turn back to God and acknowledge the great divine beings of the universe as the power that can help them, because they cannot help themselves when they are bound by their own creation, unless we give the assistance to remove that creation from them before they can arise and give the obedience necessary to be free. So to call the love of the cosmic beings that annihilates the mass hate of mankind is what is required by the cosmic law. We will not refuse a call for our love. And if you love life enough to make that call, then together we shall work hand in hand to undo the creation of mankind's unfortunate disobedience. Try to know, precious ones, that when you want help or power from the ascended master's octave to overwhelm destructive conditions here, you must have the heart flame of our love, for that is the highest power in the universe. And that is the most intense action of the sacred fire and the cosmic light. That is the light that, coming into the darkness of human creation, consumes the darkness entirely. So it is the love from our great octave of life that you must have to manifest your mastery here and to give you the strength to stand against that which otherwise would destroy you. And learn to charge yourselves with the strength of our violet flame love. If you will understand this great cosmic love of which we have all spoken as the strength of the universe, the strength of the light, as the strength of everything that produces perfection, you will quite quickly comprehend what power you may use and what you may become within yourselves by drawing this into yourselves and charging it into your electronic circle, that the great reservoir of power from our world may flow into yours and move you forward to victory. Now, in calling this forth, it is not only for the protection of yourselves, but call this strength of our love and the power of our violet flame in and around individuals in public life and within your nation who are trying to hold protection for your freedom as best they understand it. If they do not quite understand the law as you do, that matters not so much, so long as they make the best effort they can under their present conditions. But you knowing this law and knowing how willing we are to answer every call and give you all you require to save your nation, try not to forget the strength of our love, which is invincible always against hate. Call the strength of our love to enfold your blessed ones in the national defense. Call the strength of our love to give all the courage and power to stand against the hordes of darkness, because our love is cosmic light as well as the violet consuming flame. When you call the cosmic power from the retreat at the Royal Teton, it is as if you opened the gates to a great dam and the water rushes forward, consciously directed where you require it. For there it is held in whatever intensity you could ever use it out here, greater than the whole world requires. And it can all flow through there at any moment. All through the centuries has that power been anchored there for the hour when the land that is now America begins its expanding light to become the ascended master nation of the world. Phenomenal as has been the growth of the United States of America since her inception, still more phenomenal can the nation grow to the point of the ascension if these powers are recognized and called into action into all the life within your nation until the strength of our light, the strength of our love, and the power of our violet consuming flame surges into life everywhere and compels the letting go of that which is of destruction. As you charge this into individuals, will you find their human desires and selfishness and stubbornness disappearing, or else they will be removed from the earth by their own destructive creation? This is a great testing power. This is a great segregating activity that separates that which wants to hold to God from that which is of human creation. And therefore, as you surge it forth into all life, then leave the results with us. For if individuals' love of God is strong enough, this will strengthen that to enable them to turn to the constructive way in the future. If the light within them is not allowed to hold control, then the increasing light in those who have turned Godward becomes a repellent force on the discordant creation, returned back into its cause, removes from the earth that which will not go forward in the light. And try to remember your privilege in going to the Royal Teton next Monday night is the privilege of entering into the powerhouse that has been placed within the nation to save it. It is your privilege to come there in your finer bodies and be charged with the power that is given by others beside myself, that you may come forth with greater power into the outer to repel the hordes of darkness more quickly. And my dear ones, charge yourselves often with my power of insight to see ahead that which you are going to be required to do, that you may intelligently cooperate with every power that is trying to assist you. So often, people forget to call for the insight to show them ahead of time the right thing to do, so that they do not make mistakes. From now on, charge yourselves with the power of my insight, with the power of my divine plan for America, with the power of my divine plan for you, for it is one with your blessed I am present, and with the power and the strength of my love to make you as strong as you need to be to stand against that which is of the shadows. Try to know that within the light and the power and the strength of our love, which you call in and around yourselves, is always the directing intelligence that knows ahead what you will have to face and prepares the protection that you will require. And many times you go through conditions not even aware of the danger that is there. That's what it is, what it means to call the strength of our love and the power of our violet flame into the conditions around you with which you meet in the outer world. Charge your minds and bodies. Charge everything within your electronic circle of light with our violet flame. Now, why do I say that? Is my violet flame different from yours? Possibly. Not in quality, just in quantity. And therefore, since I have great quantity to give, you may have all that you can remember to call forth. Now your own beloved I Am Presence floods the violet flame of its heart into you and around you whenever you call. When you call to me for the power of my violet flame and the strength of my love to fill all within your electronic circle of life, then the flame that comes to assist you to render greater service to your nation and your fellow man, that flame comes from my temple of life. So you see, that flame and the flame from your temple of life, while it is the same in quality, may vary considerably due to its expansion throughout the ages. I just happen to have used it longer. Now, you are the vanguard and several ages ahead of the hordes of darkness. So as you armor yourselves for the strength of my love and the power of my violet flame, you will find very quick answers to your calls, and there will come into you always the power and the strength to accomplish whatever you must face. And when I say accomplish that, I mean go through your experiences victorious. Thank you, precious ones. Beloved of my heart, do you realize tonight what it means to be assured of your victory when those of the outer world are frightened and know not which way to turn? Truly, to love God is freedom and security indeed. Won't you be seated, please? Now, just as we pour the strength of our love to you and the power of our violet flame, so you, in your service to life, should go forth and do the same thing to others who are trying to turn away from the destructive activities of the outer world or trying to hold to God the best they know it. Your service to life is to give them strength and courage of our love and the power of our violet flame. Use it to consume the hordes of darkness that have sometimes caught them in the treacherous toils of their frightful creation. Oh, use the power of our love, precious ones, because people are so apt to feel that power is just a focus of energy and force. But when you call the power of our love, it means that a release of the force and the pressure that always compels victory. when you draw the power and the strength of our violet flame into yourselves, see for yourselves what it means as you go forward. And may I say something concerning the seven mighty Elohim of creation. We are known as the seven mighty builders around the throne of God. And in the great cosmic work and terrific power that it takes to create a system of worlds and maintain it, truly, I think you will understand something of what the strength of our love means and what the power of our violet flame can do for you. If we can maintain a system of worlds and you draw the way and means by which we have done that into your nation and into yourselves, there must come illumination within you and the feeling of mastery that will take you forward to victory without any uncertainty. Just make yourselves remember the intense power we have offered for your use, and then just charge it into yourselves and into your world, and let it reveal to you something of what is in our life to help you. Our life loves to give you the strength and the power of light with which to accomplish anything in this world, so long as it fulfills the great divine plan. And just, my dear ones, as you would prepare yourselves for anything you choose to do in the physical world, so if you will prepare yourselves with the strength of our love and the power of our violet flame into everybody and everything you contact, just go serenely on your way. Just charge it forth and leave the results with us. And the events of life in the world around you will show you our hand is guiding and guarding all that seeks to hold to God. Mankind must make the decision of whether they're going to turn to God and give everything to God, or whether they're going to try to placate the destructive forces. And if they attempt that, they are on quicksand. I will be gone with those destructive creations. Compromise not an instant with those forces. Stand unyielding in the strength of our love. Demand the power of our violet flame and surrender completely into the possession and control of your blessed I Am presence. And see the mastery which is yours and which you will wield in this world for the freedom of those whom life, the mighty I Am presence, brings to you. In the fullness of all that it is our privilege to give, in the fullness of all the power that is to come forth from the royal Teton, great presence of life, the mighty I Am, manifesting the nation of the United States of America, will spread again the flame from its heart into the nation to make God manifest and compel destructive forces to recede. Try with all your being to charge this forth everywhere to save the nation from any destructive force that any longer wants to enslave or destroy the people or the gifts of God here. The very life of civilization is at stake. And the crucial point is the defense of America, not from without, but from within. You can be the defense of America, the national defense of America, by the amount of the strength of our love and the power of our violet flame that you charge into the nation to strengthen everything that is right and to sweep from your borders that which is wrong. So go forward demanding the victory of the seven mighty Elohim to build America into the ascended master nation that must arise to save the earth. Charge everything that comes forth from the seven mighty Elohim into your people and demand the strength of our love, the power of our violet flame. And to those who are coming to the Royal Teton, if your call has gone forth before they come, when you approach and stand within their radiance, will the very ground under your feet be blessed with the power which they bring as you become the bearers of its light to the nation. With everything that the great cosmic law which I am to the earth will permit, shall I stand ready and await your calls for everything your hearts desire to come into your beings and worlds that you may serve the nation in the hour when the need is so great. Just know that with every particle of life, this power of our love must someday come forth and be the commanding authority and victorious presence. It can just as well be through you tonight. And then when you come to the Royal Teton, will you be aware on your return of this greater power in your own worlds as we envelop you and pour forth through you the greater power for the nation? So accept our heart's love, our gratitude for the opportunity that we will have to work through you as you give us your attention and make the calls to save the nation. Just call for love and mercy and the strength of the violet flame to render its service through you that does release what the nation needs to go forward and throw off all that seeks to destroy. We will help everywhere possible as you make the call and demand the strength of our love in you to wipe out the hatred that has caused the shadows to produce such suffering to life. Demand that suffering cease by the strength of our love. Demand the power of our violet flame. Compel everything that lives to awaken and face the light that is its master. And know that the victory of God is inevitable. Make your calls, and we will do everything to fulfill them in physical manifestation as quickly as possible. And until we greet you at the Royal Teton, until those light rays go forth, may you abide in the memory of my love and gratitude for all you have done thus far. And I shall be very grateful to do more at your call. Thank you with all my heart tonight. Beloved Mighty Cyclopea, thank you for your love, your care, and your protection of us. Take us into your heart at the Royal Teton and charge us with the power that saves America, and see that everyone under this radiation goes forward to victory without limit and power of the violet flame none dare oppose. To the brothers of the golden rope, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such strength of mighty Cyclopea's love and such power of his violet flame that we too can go forward wherever we abide, release the power that compels mankind to turn to God until the hordes of darkness are consumed forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in every power of your heart's flame that is required to make us victorious over everything in this world. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Cyclopea. Seal us in your heart's flame and cut us free from all connection with everything else forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call to you as never before to charge the strength of your love from your heart's flame into our beings and worlds. And the power of your violet consuming flame fill all within our electronic circle of life with that mighty power from your great octave, and pour forth through us whatever America needs from tonight until everywhere in the outer your power is made manifest, and none can longer hold the shadows within the nation. Take us forward to the victory of your heart's flame, and make mankind behold you face to face, till never can anything live that denies or defies the presence of God, the mighty I Am, your own precious selves in action. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to the beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with all the strength of mighty Cyclopea's love and all the power of his violet flame necessary that America needs, and tonight blaze it throughout the nation until nothing of the shadows can ever live again anywhere for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And to this end are we eternally obedient until it is accomplished everywhere in the outer world for the freedom of all. And beloved Cyclopea and all the great ones, we thank you for the strength of your love and the power of your violet flame. And that is the greatest wealth we could ever have in the universe.